أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. صدق الله العظيم. As we all would recognize that this is Surah Al-Fil. It was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah, making it a Makki surah, and that will refer to a surah or a verse that was revealed before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. The surahs that were revealed post-hijrat, after the hijrat, will be known as Madani surahs or Madani verses. Insofar as the correlation and the relationship of this surah to the previous surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Wailul Likulli Humazatil Lumaza, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about man's extreme pride, arrogance, to the extent that one will begin to scandalize, to backbite about others, taunt, abuse others verbally, and that is all because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him wealth, and man's attitude becomes such that he feels that this wealth will remain with him forever and ever in this world and in the hereafter, or it will carry on for generations and generations, and it will never become exhausted. And that is the feeling and the attitude that was created by wealth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it one step further, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person these types of ni'mats, then one is now not satisfied with one's oppression, with disgracing and degrading humankind, then one begins to go one step further and one begins to create a war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah ta'ala save us. There are two very, very serious diseases of the heart. One is this passionate love for wealth, and the other is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person status, or a person has a passionate desire to gain status, which is known as hubbu jah. One is hubbul mal, love for wealth, and that also has its own diseases, its ill effects. And the second is hubbu jah, and that is the love for rank, for status, for office. And both are very, very intoxicating. Both create such serious diseases if they are not treated. On the one hand, we all understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives wealth, and we all understand that there is a need for it. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about it in the Quran. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. That this kind of inclination has been put into man by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that if there was no inclination towards wealth, then obviously no one would have went to work. The industries, the factories that are manufacturing, the farmers that are irrigating the lands will not go and harvest the crops, so there will be a shortage of food. The factories will not process, there will be the shortage of food. People in the building industry will not build, there won't be houses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this love in the hearts of man, this inclination, so that the nizam and the system of this earth continues. But at the same time, we need to also understand that that love should not overshadow and overpower our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah and the love for akhirat and the love for jannat, etc. So that is why the ulama have stated that if we put this into perspective, if up to 49% the love of this world is in our hearts, and 51% the love of Allah and akhirat is in our hearts, then at least man will progress towards his spiritual closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the love of this world gets lesser, his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase proportionately. Similarly, man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this institution of rank because people have to bring things into order and system. But when that goes out of proportion, and when man becomes so passionately intoxicated with the love of fame, with the love of rank, with the love of status, and man wants everything for himself, he wants to rule, and man forgets that this is an amanah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, then obviously that intoxication creates such urges within a person that he begins to even fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he opposes Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers to us in Surah Fil. Now we all know and we all understand that Surah Fil is the story of the elephants of Abraha that came to Makkah Mukarrama, and the whole background to it was that Abraha became one of the leaders of Yemen after a civil war had broken out, and in Yemen lived many, many Arabs, and these Arabs had a very, very close attachment to the Baytullah, to the Kaaba Sharif, although they were idolaters, they were pagans, they worshipped idols, etc. They do not believe in the oneness of Allah, and they do not believe in the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that attachment with Baytullah was there from before. And hence, from places as far off as Yemen, people would come to the Baytullah. And Abraha, being a Christian himself, he decided that he wanted to change this. And how he would change this is that he built a massive church complex. And this church complex that comes in the riwayat, in the narrations, was of such a magnitude of those days, a very lofty building, that the roof of it was very difficult to see from ground level. It was built with gold, studded with different kinds of stones, etc. In other words, a very unique building that was built. Now that was on its place, there was no problem as far as that was concerned. But now he made a declaration that no Arab, no person will travel to Makkah Mukarrama and visit the Baytullah and make tawaf of the Baytullah. If the Arabs want to, then they must make tawaf of this church, and they must worship and they must pray in this church. And hence he tried to put a stop, or he tried to turn the hearts of the Arabs away from the Baytullah towards his own church. Now this created a lot of ill feelings and bad sentiments amongst the Arabs that were living in Yemen. And hence there are two narrations. One narration is that they began to mess the church with impurities, and the other was some Qurayshi people came very close to this church and they lit a fire, and hence this entire church was gutted. And that created a lot of anger in Abraha, and it was that motivated him to now decide to go to Baytullah and to destroy the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will understand from here that on the one hand he tried to move away the hearts of the people from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards a church that he himself built, and hence here his direct opposition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather his competition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now motivates him to oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we see very clearly that when man does not understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us into various positions, and these positions are amanat from Allah himself, then man begins to fight, and we see that today in the world also, that man begins to fight and man begins to oppose the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.